Good morning, everyone. Morning. We're going to hit the woods here pretty quick.
Tavis Lynch speaks to a crowd of roughly 30 people before they set off into a section of the Pelican River Forest north of Monaco. He lays out some of the ground rules before people start searching for mushrooms.
A couple rules. Don't wander off. This woods is huge. 70,000 acres. 109 square miles. If you get lost, that's where you live now.
This is just one of several groups headed out into the woods and forest in Oneida counties that are taking part in the annual Hiles Foray, hosted by the Wisconsin Mycological Society. It's 4 days of searching and collecting mushrooms, learning to ID them, cook with them, and catalog everything they find.
Get in the woods. Don't get lost. Be back here at 11:15.
Everyone breaks off into small groups, most carrying bags or baskets to bring back unique mushrooms or ones good for cooking. A group of about seven sticks with Lynch, asking him to help identify the different mushrooms they spot.
What is this called?
Hemilexinum subglabropes. Oh, this is Megaclibia.
So that's Amanita flavoconia.
And there were a lot of varieties to identify.
See, there's more Chlorosiboria here.
Yeah.
This is Amanita chrysoblema. You got Romeria?
In just this one outing into this one section, more than 40 species of mushroom were spotted. By the end of the weekend, the Hiles Foray collected and cataloged more than 270 species.
This is kind of the seam of one of the forest collisions, so our mushroom diversity here is way higher. So I see species here that I don't see anywhere else in the state.
Lynch says it wouldn't be unheard of to find close to 400 species in these forays. How many and what kind greatly depends on the weather, if the area is in a drought, and how much recent rainfall there's been. All the data collected during the foray is made publicly available. Lynch says it's a great way to determine forest health, and that mushrooms can be some of the first indicators of things like climate change impacting a forest.
And we've even seen some mushrooms that traditionally we would have said are not within our range that are suddenly in our range. So I think we're seeing the effects of that already. And fungi will be the flag. They're going to be the first thing that you'll see changes in. You know, it takes a long time for trees to get established. It takes days for a mushroom to get established, sometimes hours. So we'll see these changes in the fungal world first. So our job out here is more than just going out and having some fun and looking at some mushrooms. You know, we do have a job.
I'm just sticky.
After I take a picture, wait till you see how sticky these stems are.
There are people with all levels of mushroom knowledge participating in the foray. Jeremy Hooper from Milwaukee has been part of the Wisconsin Mycological Society for about 6 years now. He first became interested in mushrooms after seeing some morels pop up in the mulch in his yard.
I cooked them up and ate one, turned my back, and the dog ate the rest. But since then, it's been sort of a rabbit hole where I've just learned so much and going out with this group.
This is Hooper's fourth time coming to the Hiles foray.
I like that there are mycologists along that can help you figure out what things are. The thing about mushrooms is the more I learn, it seems like the less I know. And so talking to people who've been doing it longer and are more knowledgeable, it's really helpful to learn more so you can help pass that along to other people.
For others like Lori Hesch and Doris Moon, this is their first foray into mushroom foraging.
I love nature and I love mushrooms. And I always hiking go, that's a cool mushroom. Oh, that's a cool mushroom. That's a cool mushroom. I just wanted to learn more about mushrooms.
5-year-old Zoe, her twin brother, and their 8-year-old sister, Lucy, are the youngest ones on this outing. They also happen to be the best at spotting mushrooms among the dead leaves and down trees.
Dead man's fingers.
Dead man's fingers, is that what they are?
Yeah, that's what them are called. Okay. Feel kind of dried out.
Despite being the youngest, they already have quite a knowledge base for mushrooms.
What is it?
Spoon?
It's not a spoon. She's thinking.
A tongue.
It's a tongue.
Oh, good job.
Seeing the little kids with this kind of knowledge is one of Lynch's favorite parts of leading a mushroom foray.
Hearing the little kids that know things, that's great. You know, it was so impressive. And they just guessed another one right back. Or not guessed, they knew what it was. So we've got some here.
Just about every state, as well as parts of Canada and Mexico, has at least one chapter of the North American Mycological Society that holds forays each year.
Anywhere there's, you know, water, anywhere there's life, there's going to be some type of fungus anyway. We wouldn't always recognize it as a classic toadstool-shaped mushroom. But there's fungus there.
And while you might be able to find mushrooms just about anywhere, Lynch's favorite place to find them is in Hiles.
It's a mushroom haven. It's a mushroom mecca.
For WXPR's We Live Up Here, I'm Katie Thorson in Hiles.